Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Let the Lord Lead by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I've done to you. John 13:15. Something I've found deeply enjoyable about growing older is watching the things come to fruition that God has knit in my heart. You know, the things that make me me and you you. The me and you that was formed in our mother's wombs. God created all of us with individual gifts, quirks, and personalities to show us the vastness of the God we serve. Within this reflection, I'm stunningly aware of how sin broke his perfection and why we needed a Savior. I see this in how I get caught up in serving the Lord through my gifts. I begin trying to take the lead and want to work in my own strength. The Lord began unfolding this all in my heart as I sat at a meeting with two other Christian women. I pulled up my chair, fully confident that they'd want to hear my ideas and that we'd all be on the same page. Well, I couldn't have planned it more wrong had I tried. This nice lunch quickly turned into two of us butting heads over the way we wanted things done. As I sat at that meeting, I felt as though my way of serving was being taken away. I felt like someone was stepping all over my toes and I was having to squander my giftings. Does this sound like something you've experienced too? Pride, fear, and rejection began rising up within me. All thoughts of God's grace and his position of authority at this moment were diminished by my fleshly desire to serve the way I wanted instead of submitting my heart to his plans. As I made my way to the car, I finally handed over my pride-filled heart to the Lord. I knew the meeting went the way it needed to. And the gospel message pierced my heart again. It always does. This life is not about me and my way. Getting to serve isn't supposed to be about me and having my plans go the way I'd prefer. It's about the Lord and his glory. This lunch showed me about the condition of not only my heart, but everyone else's hearts too. He showed me that I have to trust him and his leading, even in something as little as a lunch meeting. I was reminded that I have to take pride, fear, and rejection to the cross and put them to death so I can rightly serve the Lord in the giftings he's given me. So I want to leave you with this. When Jesus came to serve the people of this world, he came with a heart full of humility, truth, and love. While he had all authority, he chose submission instead of demanding to be served. John 13:15 tells us that as he washed the disciples' feet, Jesus said this, "For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you." I pray that this leaves you trusting God's leading. We don't need to make things happen. We just need to be obedient to God and have a heart humbly ready to serve. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the gifts you've knit within me. I pray, Lord, as I live for your kingdom, that my heart would always find itself attentive to your Holy Spirit. I pray that my heart would seek to serve you from a place of humility and honor, by honoring your truth. Help me see my pride clearly and reject it fully. Help me serve in humility and trust that you will open up opportunities for me to use my gifts and talents for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.